You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 192. I got the number right this time. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, nothing has transpired for us to talk about. No, that's not true. The Santa Barbara Regional happened last week. We could talk a little bit about that, even though neither one of us were able to go. We've got some stuff happened in the warehouse. We could talk about that. There may be another promo we can talk about if it's been cleared through the decryption from our source. And I think that's where we're at. So, hey, I got a new achievement.
You did? What is that?
All four people from Origins put in their tournament report.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't have that one before, huh?
No, none of y'all locals.
I guess you weren't there. Hey, we did it locally.
For some other tournament director, I appreciate it.
Well, it's usually the easiest when it's four people, and we don't have four people on weekends because, you know, we all come show up. It was one of those Wednesday tournaments.
That would be an interesting achievement if it scaled with the number of players, you know?
How do you know it doesn't?
Huh. All right, fair enough. All right, you know what you just did? You just sent Matt Hayes off in a tizzy.
him and Chris Lobun. Like, what? I have to do? How am I going to do?
All right. Well, we're going to have we have a tournament coming up that we're excited about. We can talk about that a little bit further. I just sent out in the mail today a box of these, among other things. Two
awesome.
E1E and Tribbles out to Germany. So that should be there in a couple of days and plenty of time for the regional. Sorry, the Continentals. Awesome. And I've got just a few more to put together in time for the Gen Con North American Continental. So awesome.
Man. I had just managed to make myself not sad that I wasn't going to Gen Con because Origins was so awesome, and now I want the job. Oh, but you know what? That's okay. I've already worked that out. I forgot.
Yeah, I heard you've conned somebody into playing in the Tribbles competition. I mean,
was no conning. I asked a local player who does not regularly play Tribbles, who occasionally does play Tribbles with us, who is going to be there, if he would be interested in spending an hour playing Tribbles while he was at the con. And if I lent him a deck, would he mind bringing home a con foil for me? In exchange.
Fair enough. You know what? Since he is one of our standard, you know, Friday night triple player guys, I am less offended by that.
Yeah. He knows how to play. He's not going to be slowing anything
down. It's not like he hasn't won a round or two around here. So
that's anyway. Right. If he would sign on and make a handle, he would have achievements.
Yeah. Wish somebody should do that for him.
He has to have at least one achievement because you get one just for breeding a Tribble.
I'm fairly certain he's won at least one of the Tribble events too.
Oh, I know he has. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got that to look forward to. Now, I don't think we've been sent anything about the promo list, have we? Do we have anything we can share?
Oh no, I think we have something right here.
This is the Romulan one.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
This came up in our speculation when we were going through and just kind of rattling off what we thought would be promos, but this was definitely on the list of cards that are hard to get that haven't already been made foils. Uncommons from Necessary Evil frequently come up, and this is definitely a powerful, powerful card that would be a good promo.
Yeah, this is
bam.
See, when you talk, There we go. This is Power Shift, and interesting take on the story here.
Yeah, I like the sort of the inverted, you know, they're up to their little schemes, but it's really the feds, you know, the out of phase Ro and Geordi who are kind of doing the spying,
is
neat.
This is from, what was the name of that? It wasn't, was it the next phase?
The next phase.
Right. So it's the two Romulans with, like you said, Geordi and Ro kind of over their shoulders. It's a pretty cool shot, well framed. I wonder if Johnny had to do any magic on that.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Certainly either that or a lot of, you know, backwards. I know he goes to Trek Core a lot, but this could also have involved a lot of backwards and forwards on the on the old DVD just to find the right shot to get them framed, because that's a really great shot.
The card number, for those of you who do not see the image that I'm posting on the video here, it's 132. It's Power Shift. It has the same text, presumably. Zero cost of that from... it was Necessary Evil, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Series 10. Series 10 foil.
Yep. Yeah, somebody posted the between the 1E and the 2E, it is FX.
So we're expecting something special from this prize season, I guess.
Yeah.
They don't have to be special FX, I guess. They could just be FX.
Well, the shipment of the new promos should arrive at the warehouse on Thursday, and we should be having another, as we call it, scrapbooking party on Saturday to begin construction, get them all packaged up and ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to look at the schedule because I knew our next tournament was not for 2 weeks. I'm like, why is there not anything this week?
Exactly.
That would be why.
Yep, because it's the last weekend before the new kits go up. Someone had asked, why can't I buy any kits right now? The last 2 weeks before the new kits come up, we take it out of the store. Otherwise, we just have logistical problems getting all the, you know, not producing just enough for all the kits and not too many. So anyway, kits are down. At the end of the month, I think the 30th, that midnight, the new kits will go up. And anyone who's tournament director will be able to order one. Same process as before to ease the international costs. You buy a TD pass, and then that allows you to buy the tournament kit. So,
all right.
Yep.
So,
looking forward to seeing those orders on the first.
Yeah, that's a week from today, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so,
did you see the one that went up today?
Yes, that looks very shiny. Yeah. That field studies, just another TOS. Remastered shot.
That's going to look so good on
the
foil.
The stuff and the Enterprise coming in. Oh my God, it's going to look amazing.
Excellent. All right. So, what's next?
You know, we had an awfully long Origins recap. I'm sure our listeners would not mind a shorter show this time. We do have the Tin Draft coming up, and of course Comic-Con. Now, you doggedly, the last few years, have, despite many others dropping out, still try to maintain an event presence at San Diego Comic-Con. I can't remember if you did that last year or not. I know there were triples like 2 years ago or something. Do you have any plans to do that, or are you...
No, Johnny ran something a couple of years ago, and since my wife won that event, I haven't wanted to play at all. No, that's not true. Well, no, it is true that she won. It's not true that... There's just so much going on at the con. It's so hard to find time. You know, even when Decipher was back and running big events, it was still, you know, you want to play cards or you want to go to a panel. There's so many things to see. So I will not be doing anything. In fact... I don't think I'll be making an appearance this year. So, have fun. I look forward to hearing all about it. Are you, other than costuming, do you have all your panels planned out already?
Oh, no. There's not even a schedule up yet. That probably won't go up until, like, 2 weeks before the convention.
I was going to say, isn't it, like, 3 or 4 weeks away?
4 weeks.
And there's no schedule yet?
Last weekend, yeah. No. There are definitely, like, studios have started saying, yes, we're going to be at Comic-Con, we just got confirmed. But Comic-Con itself has not, they don't release their schedule until just under two, like the Monday before, just under 2 weeks before, like a week and a half.
Is that because they don't want people lining up that early?
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. There were people lined up certainly on Monday for the following weekend last year, so who knows.
All right. Well, let's see. That's coming up in I think 2 weeks from now I'm going to be out, so I'll be traveling. I don't think we'll be able to record a show. But the week after that is going to be our Tin Draft, and I still haven't decided if we're going to do... See, I really liked having the Q in there last time. I think it would be much better if we if put in a couple of Q flashes.
I guess that's still giving an advantage to whoever drafts more flashes, but at least you don't have a lot of dead cards in there for having the Q.
I say you give everyone two Q flashes. That way you can... You don't have to pass the cue cards until the very end. You know, right now a pack is 50% dead cards, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. I think they may still be wait till the end to get passed, unless you get... I mean, only a handful of those are really useful. You know, if you get a penalty box or a Mandarin Bailiff, but... By and large, the reason nobody uses them in regular play is because they don't really have as much of a useful effect as the dilemmas. Now, in a draft where your dilemma pool is limited and you don't have as many cool seed cards, maybe. But I still think, especially because the rest of Q Continuum is those affiliations. It's those same core affiliations, and they're going to have, pretty decent cards to fill out the rest of that. Unless you're Thomas, I still think the Q cards probably get saved to the end. They just won't be as useless.
All right, how about this? In a pack full of Q cards, there will be ones that will be thought about much more than if there were no Q flashes to go around.
Certainly, it will be a tougher choice now.
All right, I like that.
There will be a lot more thought. There will not be half the pack automatically shunted to the back.
Very good. All right, between that and I think I'm going to... Looking at... Actually, we mentioned Matt Hayes about achievements earlier. He had posted several kind of packs or, kind of like draft packs to go with it and just randomize. Similar to what we did last time, instead of... You get your starter, and then you get one or two of the warp core cards. He had, I don't know if we had a full starter or just a pack to go with what you draft, but it looked like something that we will look into. So I'm going to be doing some printing and some cutting, and I think we'll just play with what we it'll be a random event. Originally, it was going to be at Johnny's Place. Apparently, they have a new dog. So we will not be playing at Johnny's Place. That's okay. And actually, there was a, I hesitate to say this due to our track record, but there was another player who's traveling to the area who said he would be around that weekend and would like to join us. So I'm not going to hold my breath, but we might have one extra beyond the normal local. So we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, this is not an easy tournament to shift numbers for. So if we plan to have a certain number... Better hope that we have that many.
Yes, fair enough.
Or somebody might have to sit.
Somebody named Matthew. He goes by Wedge 772. So, I hope to see him there. Should be fun.
All right. We did mention that as we kept teasing towards the later Risa regional. 4-2-E happened this past weekend, despite constant ebbing and flowing of decision making. Neither of us went. I don't think we had quite as much of a presence as we did for the Kevin Reitzel Bounty Tournament because, priorities. We want to go play and beat Kevin more than we want to win a regional. But well, Matt Kirk and JD went up, and they represented San Diego, the southern part of RISA, heading up to the middle part of RISA, I guess. But Chris Donati continued in his tradition of winning regionals.
His own regional.
With his own regional, yeah. With, it looks like, a Starfleet damage deck. 18 victory points, so that's a...
Well, they went five rounds.
Pretty solidly, yeah. For five rounds, that's pretty solid. Likely undefeated.
Yep, looked like Samuels and... a lot of Samuels. Yeah, that's a pretty good build. That's hard to go wrong with.
Yeah.
I like that there was no duplication.
Yeah, got not even Fed. I guess Starfleet and Federation are slightly different.
Looks like there was a Confessions deck and a future Fed deck, but certainly not the same headquarters. So neat. I like that.
Yeah.
Carlos.
Some Dominion.
Carlos won the Tribbles. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, good job, Carl. Wow, and not by a narrow margin either. No, 800,000.
He nearly doubled Donati's score.
Exactly. So
now, if I'm not mistaken,
good job.
There's a Santa Barbara contingent going to Continentals, so going to Gen Con. So perhaps Carlos will be able to make use of his 100,000 head start into Continentals.
Nice. That would be great.
Yes.
I see. Matt made an attempt for the binary achievement, his score of 101,011.
I saw a new achievement got one. Speaking of...
It did. I was wondering how long it was going to take.
Yeah. Someone won... Was it Sheets? Was it Josh Sheets? Somebody else. The achievement was all twos. Their triple score was two twos. Two.
I think it was Altoid.
Altoid? Okay. Congratulations. That is kind of hilarious. Now, I need to know, is there going to be one of those for all nine numbers?
What?
Ten numbers?
That would just be crazy.
Well, 10 would be crazy.
10 numbers. You of all people know that it is impossible to have a score entirely made up of zeros.
Yes. Yes. So, wow. Now I can't even find it anymore. That was just hilarious.
the triple of 50.
How long has that been in the system?
Well, it's been hidden, so...
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just curious how long it took everyone playing all these triples again events to get all of one digit.
Not that long.
Oh, okay.
It was in the most recent set. So that's funny though. That wondering. Charlie and I were both wondering how long it was going to take for somebody to hit on it. Didn't think it was going to take this long. But yeah.
All right. Well, I'm clicking around Tribbles new achievements. I don't see it here, so it must not be quote new.
Reading.
Would it be under organized play if somebody wants to try to find it on their own?
I think so. That's what I'm digging through, trying to look right now.
Result conditions? All twos. There it is. Earned
there,
by
yeah,
one
result
person.
Conditions.
Bryler Durden. Yeah, all right. That's
oh,
kind of
yeah.
awesome.
There you go.
So yeah, I need that to have a link. I need the achievement page to be smartly linked. So if I click on someone's, you know, if they won head-to-head against someone, I want to click on them and go to their profile. If someone does something with the deck, I want to be able to click on it and go right to their deck. For this one, I want to go to the tournament so I can see what his score was. That sounds like an awful lot of programming.
Hey, look. If you click on the achievement,
yeah,
all twos, earned by Prilo Durden, achievement date, and then scroll to the right, there is a link, tournament profile,
what?
And his achievements. So you click on his tournament profile, and it tells you the date of the achievement, and then on his tournament profile, you can just click on the tournament for that date. I mean, it's two steps instead of one, but come on, man.
Wait. I'm looking at the page. I see all twos. I see his name. I see achievement date, and that's it.
Oh. Well, clearly you don't have my view.
See, all right, now that's not fair. All right. Well, you know what that means.
I don't always know. This is just like being at work where I'm trying to administrate a system where I have the super view and trying to describe something to someone. And
no, this is great.
Oh,
that means
you can't really see that.
This capability is programmed in. It's just not visible for
everyone.
It's
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's something we can flip a switch on. I don't see that there's a terrible reason not to.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Since you can pretty much go to anybody's tournament profile anyway.
It would just be a matter of, oh, wow, you can do it with just a score of just a single digit? All right. Well, that means that means there's not something for one.
Get your score of 2.
Well,
and you'll note that it does not progress to 7 digits.
Oh, so if you accidentally get 2,222,222, yes. You don't get it.
No, your reward is getting 2 million.
Yeah, all right. Very good.
Well, we just didn't want to, you know, as we've discussed many times, you don't want to encourage people to prolong the game for stupid reasons like that.
No, not for stupid reasons like that. All right. Speaking of prolonging, do we have anything else to talk about?
I think that's about it. That's sufficient.
All right. Very good. Then I will plan for this weekend's scrapbooking party, and we will get those promos put together for everyone. I'm looking forward to seeing the sheets as soon as they come in. Should be here on Thursday. I'm very excited. And that's it. We'll talk to you all at the end of the weekend. Hopefully by then we'll have plenty of sets put up. It'll be going online as we speak, and we'll see you all next Monday night.
Sounds good. So, yeah. That was such a good wrap-up, I don't feel like I need to do anything.
And I'll grow to end. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are